Welcome to the online version of the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. Why do you say online thoughts and prayers? Well, I got thoughts and prayers all the time, but this is particular time that I take time to share it with whoever wants to listen to my ramblings today. But it is a beautiful day. It's Palm Sunday. It's a Sunday that we recognize that our King of Kings and the Lord of Lords rode on a donkey. Judy and I have been to Israel quite a few times, and we walked that route from the Mount of Olives down into Jerusalem, where Jesus rode the donkey. It said in Matthew chapter 21, verse 5, "See, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey." I like to put ourselves in the scriptures, and maybe I hope and pray you do too. When you read the scriptures, put yourself like you were there. On the day that we now refer to Palm Sunday, Jesus entered Jerusalem from the Mount of Olives. Today, the mount's western slope is blanketed with tombs of Jewish men and women, all facing the Temple Mount, and the city's blockade of the Eastern Gate, also known as the Golden Gate or the Beautiful Gate. But why is it blocked? It talked about in Ezekiel chapter 44 that says that the prince shall enter Jerusalem by the Eastern Gate. And the Jewish rabbi were teaching, and has the present, that the prince, or the anointing one, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, it was this Messiah coming that would trigger the resurrection of the dead. That's why all those tombs were put there over the years, which is part of Israel's future hope. Amen? So as a result, the Jewish people wanted to be buried facing the Eastern Gate to be among the first to experience that resurrection. When we do a death, burial, and resurrection service, and we have a committal service, we always ask the funeral director, where is the head? Because we want to always try to have the head of the casket facing to the east, or facing towards Jerusalem. It was a Sunday, a day we now call Palm Sunday. Without a doubt, this wasn't Jesus' first visit to Jerusalem. Now he was a devout Jew, and he would have gone to the city every year for the three great feasts. In the past 3 years, Christ had also ministered and taught in Jerusalem. But this Sunday, his coming into the city was radically different. He was riding a young donkey into Jerusalem at a time when thousands of worshipers were coming to the city for the Passover celebration. Jesus was the center of attention. So why would he take the place of prominence before thousands of people when the past 3 years he deliberately kept a low profile? He would just go on with his disciples about his ministry, and basically he just kept a low profile. So why would he accept the people's proclamation that he was king just 5 days before his death? Well, Matthew says that this took place to fulfill a 500-year-old prophecy that God's chosen king would come into Jerusalem, righteous and victorious, yet lowly, riding on a donkey. You can find that in Zechariah 9, and it's also recorded in Genesis chapter 49. This was truly an unusual triumph for the King of Kings to enter a city. Conquering kings normally rode on mighty stallions, as you know, but Jesus didn't come riding a war horse. This reveals what kind of king Jesus is. He came in meekness and lowliness. Jesus came not for war, but for peace, establishing peace between God and us. What a wonderful thing to think about as we celebrate the resurrection season coming up next week, Resurrection Sunday. I like to call it Resurrection Sunday because he was raised from the dead, breaking that bondage over sin and death. Now, the secular world has given it the name of Easter, and that's okay, as long as we know really what we're celebrating is Jesus being raised from the dead. Because the word Easter's got a lot of different connotations to it and so forth, but we as Jesus followers recognize and we celebrate it with the world because the world says it's Easter, and that's okay. But really what they're celebrating is the resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our King, that broke that bondage over sin and death. Wow. So what kind of king do you think Jesus is to you today, April the 10th in 2022? Is he the king of your heart? I hope and pray that he is. He did come so that we all might be saved, that none of us would be able to suffer eternal separation from God. That's the beautiful thing about what Christ done for us. So our question is, how can we honor him as King? Well, he's God. He's our Creator. He knows everything about us, and he is with you. He said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And next week, as we celebrate Resurrection Sunday, we know that he was crucified, dead, buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, and he promised to come again. That's how we can honor him as King, as we look forward to the blessed hope. I love the stories. Well, it's not only stories, it was the revelation of Jesus Christ. Jesus revealed this to John, and he said, write this down in a book. And he put it down. And you know, the book of Revelation is meant to be read to the church. It's Jesus' story. It's Jesus telling us what is about to come. Because if we did not have that blessed hope, as I like to paraphrase from the Apostle Paul in Romans, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God, because of the death, the burial, the resurrection of Christ, we have hope. Blessed hope. Now, if the Lord comes for us first in what we call the rapture, and you can, that's another word that just gets thrown around a little bit. Some people don't like that word, and da da da. But really what it's about is Jesus coming for his church to keep us away from tribulation. And that's what it's all about. And if he comes for us and we do go with him in the rapture, we won't experience physical death. That would be a cool thing. But if he doesn't come for us and we happen to experience a physical death, what's the hope? The blessed hope is that we have eternal life, absent from the body, present with the Lord. You know, all those graves out there with tombstones and all that stuff, if you happen to dig one up, there ain't nothing there, maybe some bones and so forth. So where did the person go? He went to heaven to be with the Lord. That's our hope. So hang on to the hope, and we just want to have a wonderful prayer as we celebrate Palm Sunday, recognizing who the King of Kings is. Thank you, Father, for coming into Jerusalem in that wonderful way, riding on a donkey, revealing your mighty and humble ways. Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up higher and higher. So our prayer, Lord, is that you would fill our heart with your peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Well, it's a joy and honor to be able to be pastor here at Bethel United Methodist Church. It's a wonderful little church. It's alive and well, full of God's grace and spirit, and people come and we encourage one another. We don't have big numbers, although we would like to see more people come, but we're grateful for the ones that come. We're grateful for you who listen on the online service. So hope and pray that you're having a wonderful Palm Sunday. We do have some prayer requests. Linda Sassine's great nephew has been in the hospital. Praise God. We found out that he's home with a staph infection. Don't know where some of these infections come from. And we also lift up the Crowder family. You know, Tina's our lay leader. And her dad was also had some kind of infection or whatever, but he seems to be recovering from that too. You know, we all have challenges, we all have illnesses, we have things that just kind of take place, and sometimes we don't like to mention them aloud or tell people about it, but we know that intercessory prayer is powerful, and God knows. So we come to today with a prayer of intercession for all of us who have people of prayer needs or on the prayer line or the list in the bulletin. And Father, we just ask that you touch them with your grace, your love, and your healing power. And we're so grateful that we're able to share God's word and encourage the folks. That's what the disciples were doing when at the end of the ministry day. You know, you heard me say this before. I kind of like to put myself into the scriptures and just imagining sitting around the fire, having a dinner after a day of ministry. And Jesus finally just wandered off by himself. So when he came back, they said, "Lord, what do you do when you go off by yourself like that?" Well, you guys know I'm God, right? In the flesh. So I get tired, I get hungry, and after we eat and so forth, then I need to go and talk to the Father. Talk to the Father? Yeah, talk to the Father. Can we do that? You betcha. He said, "I want to give you a prayer that you can use for all of your prayers to line up with." And this is the prayer that Jesus taught. "Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Deliver us from the evil one. God don't cause evil, but the evil it abounds with the evil one. You can put on that hedge of protection and put on the whole armor of God and ask God to deliver us from the evil one. I say that every day when I open the door and I say, "Hey, world, I'm in the world, not of the world. This is Ralphie. I'm coming out into the world, but I'm covered with the blood of the Lamb, so world, don't you mess with me." I know I'm crazy, but I love you guys. Have a wonderful day.